It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? I was thinking last night about those cutouts of our different neighbors here that we saw over at Tro's workshop yesterday. Remember when we tried that mustache on me? On that cutout thing of me? Well, I brought some mustaches in this box today. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty design on there, isn't it? Here they are. A lot of different mustaches. We'll just try them on. There's one. Think I look different? Another one. Let's see how this one looks. How do you do? This is the kind Bob Tro had. You could make one like this, out of paper, sure. There's one with... Here's a long kind of a beard, let's try it on. Do I look different to you with this on, with these things on? Do I? You like the people that you love to look the same, don't you? Sure, you're used to me the way I look here, like this. And I'm used to you, too, because I think about you and think that you're special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. And there's one other one I'd like to show you. See how this goes. This isn't a mustache, this is a beard. What's that look like? I ordered some wigs from Mr. McFeely. And oh, there he is. I bet that's he now. Would you look outside to see if it is Mr. McFeely? It is. Good. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
You did delivery.
Thank you very much.
Here are your wigs in this box, Mr. Rogers.
Good, just what I needed.
Now, one little thing, if you'll just sign for them right here.
Certainly. Are they all different kinds?
All different kinds. I helped pick them out myself.
Would you be able to stay for a little while to try them on with
me? I can stay for about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Well, that's better than 0 minutes,
Mr.
McNeil.
Alrighty.
Come on down. Oh, if you just sit right there, I'll get a chair over here.
Box here. There we go.
Let's see what kind you have here.
See,
that one?
First of all, I have a special one here for you, Mr. Rogers, right down there. You can try that one on first, alrighty?
Look at that one. That's a white wig. That looks like an old-fashioned wig.
It's an old-fashioned wig, something like George Washington, Mr. Rogers.
Oh. Let's see how I look in this.
Let's
see the thing.
Push this little piece up there. You look different.
I sure do. George Washington and his friends, many of them, wore wigs like this, didn't
they?
Certainly
did.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. We'll put that one aside. What can be next now? Now, you pick one.
I'd like to try this one.
All righty.
How do you put it? Where that tag is, you put that in
the
back?
The tag goes in the back, right.
Okay. If the tag goes in the back, I put this in the front. What do you think?
Looks very good. Looks different again. Looks different from this one.
I'm sure it does. This feels like it's standing straight up on my head.
Just like that. Now, let me see.
There's a good one.
All right, try that one.
Tag in the back.
That's a Buster Brown wig.
Is that what it's called?
Well, Buster Brown wigs, what they call them.
I'd like to see you try one, Mr. McFeely.
All right, which one shall I try here? I can't decide.
How about this one?
That one? All righty. Let's see. Well, I'll take my hat off first.
That would help.
There
I'll
we
hold
go.
It for you.
All righty, now. Tag in the back. On we go. Let's see. Get along there.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Does that look different?
You certainly do. Quite different.
Well, it makes me feel a little younger.
Makes you feel younger.
Yes, it does. You know, when I was young, there wasn't such a thing as television, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, there wasn't.
No, siree.
Nobody had any television sets at all.
No television sets at all when I was a little boy. Well, 2.5 minutes are almost up, Mr. Rogers. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Alrighty, I'll put this one back in here. You know, you can keep these if you like, Mr. Rogers, and I'll be back later on during the day to pick them up.
Oh, good. I could borrow them for that. I want to see if I feel any younger in this.
Splendid, splendid wig. Wigs are a lot of fun.
When I was a boy, I listened to the radio, but there was a little television, too.
Alrighty, well, I'll just set the wigs right there, and I'll be back for a later good day. I hope you enjoy them, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
You're certainly welcome.
I'll take you out.
Alrighty. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. Oh, there's Betty. Betty, do you have a minute?
Mr. Rogers? You sure don't look like the Mr. Rogers I know.
This is a wig.
Oh, I'd love to try on wigs. Do you have any others?
Sure. I have some inside. Want to come in? Come along. I'd think you'd have a lot at your theater.
Oh, not quite as many as those.
Sit down. Bet you'd look different in that one.
Let's try.
You could pretend you were an old, old lady.
Mr. Rogers, I sure do like coming here to sit with you every now and then. Do I look different?
Mm-hmm. I want to try this one. How about a clam?
Oh, look at that. Have you tried that on? A clown. That's like your song.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes when you're feeling silly, you could put something on like this and just act silly. Grown-up people who are clowns try to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. Just like children who are acting silly try to make people laugh.
And you know what else? Sometimes if you're sad, you could put on this sort of a wig.
Cover up your sadness, you mean?
Well, you couldn't cover it up, I don't think. It would still be there. But you might get to sort of looking at yourself and you might sort of start to feel a little different. Because you looked a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way these sort of swing around. Oh, look at that. We don't have one like that at the theater.
Would you like to try it?
Yeah. That hair is shorter than my hair.
Yeah, so you have to tuck yours up, huh?
Where am I?
There you are.
This feels very different from the clown one and the old one.
Betty, I'm thinking about our neighborhood of make-believe.
Yeah?
And I'm wondering about King Friday the 13th. What do you think King Friday would say if Lady Eberlin were in a wig like that?
Oh. I wonder.
I'll call the trolley.
Oh,
we'll
do.
See. Okay? Just a minute. Because this is all kind of pretend, you know? Trolley? Good. You know what? We are pretending with some wigs today, and we'd like to make believe that Lady Eberlin is wearing one, and she's going to be talking with her Uncle Friday. Okay? Exactly. Ready for make-believe? Okay, into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, trolley. Now, why do you want me to close my eyes?
Just for some fun, Uncle Friday.
Just for some fun? Fun with the king?
Well, fun with my uncle.
Oh, I see. Well, your uncle will cover his eyes for a short bit of fun with his niece.
Don't peek.
I never peek. Taking a long time to prepare for your fun.
A long time for a little bit of fun, Uncle Friday. I'll be ready. Instantly. Okay, Uncle Friday.
Where did she go?
Who?
My niece. We were going to have some fun. Just a little, mind you. Say, who are you?
Can't you guess?
Of course not. I haven't met you before. You don't even have an appointment. Who are you?
Uncle Friday, this is the little fun.
I hear my niece, but I don't see her.
I'm right here, Uncle Friday, right here.
You are Lady Eberlin?
Sure.
You're my niece?
Yes, this is the fun.
Something has happened to you. Are you sick?
No, no, it's just a wig.
Just a wig. How amusing.
Amusing. Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Suppose you try it on me.
Certainly.
Your uncle.
Uncle Friday, I crown you with this wig.
Oh, yes. How do you do? Yes. Oh, it feels very strange. Yes, very strange.
You look very different.
Oh, look who's coming.
Hi, Aunt Sarah.
Why, I hardly knew you, Friday.
Yes, and hello, Prince. Well, why is that boy crying?
Well, I guess he doesn't like you looking different, Friday.
He likes me the way I always look.
Well, so do I, Friday.
Take off the wig, please.
Well, now that's much better.
Why is he still crying?
Well, I guess he's confused. He'll probably feel better after his nap.
He needs his nap, does he? Yes, well, after your nap, then, Prince.
What is the thing? It is confusing, you know.
Yes, Aunt Sarah.
Yes, well, farewell. I'll put him to his nap now.
Farewell.
Farewell, then. Farewell. Yes, still crying he was.
Yes. The prince wants his father to look just the way he always does.
Yes. He'll see me after his nap, and I'll not have a wig on.
Oh, you know someone who looks really different?
Who?
Reardon.
Reardon? John Reardon? Is he in make-believe?
Oh, yes, he came yesterday.
Yesterday? And I haven't seen him yet?
Would you like to see him, Uncle Friday?
In 14 seconds.
14 seconds? I'll go and find him. Wait, I think he and his friend spent the night at the tree.
Who is his friend?
You'll see. It's a surprise.
A good surprise or a bad surprise?
A good surprise.
14 seconds,
14
then.
Seconds. X! X, I've only got 14 seconds. X, have you seen Reardon?
Hello.
X, Uncle Friday only gave me 14 seconds to find him, and I was wondering if you'd seen him.
Who is that?
Reardon.
Oh, Reardon. Yes,
yes.
He took his monkey, Elizabeth, over to the factory to visit.
Over to the factory. You will forgive me, won't you, X, for running? Thanks a lot.
Sure, okay.
Corny. Corny. I'm looking for Reardon.
Right. 14 seconds. I wanted to see the Reardon I know, the opera singing Reardon.
Lasty, lasty, via montam sulla. Lasty, lasty, via montam sulla. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Via montam sulla, funiculi, funicula. Via montam sulla, funiculi, funicula.
But you must be Reardon. You don't look like Reardon, but no one else sings that way. Why, you are Reardon.
I am Reardon.
And look, Uncle Friday, Reardon's brought his good surprise with him.
A monkey?
Yes. And would you like some peanuts with your pleasure?
You may keep the peanuts, but you will make an opera.
Oh, King Friday, I wanted to be an organ grinder all this week.
You may be an organ grinder, but be it in an opera.
But there's no opera with an organ grinder and a monkey in it, Your Majesty.
Just make one up the way you always do, Reardon.
I should have known better.
I think I'd like an opera on Thursday. Don't you think Thursday would be a good day for me?
But Thursday, that's only two more days.
Two more days in make-believe, and we'll be having an opera. Everyone will help, won't you, Lady Abelard?
Of course, Uncle Friday. You know I love to make up operas.
I think you should ask Chef Brockett to be in the opera. Perhaps he could be related to the monkey.
Oh, that would be fun. I know Chef Brockett likes to get dressed up and to
sing. Yes, I know. King Friday,
yes. What
will you like be in the opera?
I shall be a king. I'm always a king, in or out of operas.
Oh,
once
yes.
A king, always a king.
I should have known better than to suppose anything else. And you, Lady Abelard, what would you like to be?
Could I be a zookeeper? I've always wanted to be a zookeeper.
Well, sure. If you're going to make up an opera, you can make up anything you like.
And do you suppose we could ask Daniel to be in the opera, too?
Why not? Of course we could.
Until Thursday, then, you will entertain the entire royal family.
The Neighborhood Opera Company would be delighted, Your Majesty.
Delighted, Your Majesty.
And we will be delighted,
yes,
too.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Oh, We've a lot to do in 2 days.
Two make-believe days.
My goodness. Hi, Trolley. We're going to make up another opera.
Trolley likes music, all kinds of music.
Okay, Trolley.
I do think it would be fun being a zookeeper.
Take care of all kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what might be fun? To have that make-believe horse be in the opera.
You mean the one that says, I know all the time?
Yes.
Well, you could say something to it, and then it could say something back to you, like, you're a fine horse, you could say, and it could say,
I know.
You're a fine horse.
I know.
You're a very fine horse.
I know.
You're a very, very fine horse.
I know.
You're a very, very, very fine horse.
I know.
Well, there's part of the opera already.
Yes, I've got to think more about being a zookeeper. Thanks for the wig try.
It was fun playing with those wigs. But I'm just as glad to take them off. I like being myself.
So do I. Thanks, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Horse, you're a very, very, very fine. You know, you and I could do that together right now. I could sing that part about, you're a fine horse, and then every time I put up my finger, you sing, I know. All right? Let's try it. You're a fine horse. You're a very fine horse. You're a very, very fine horse. You're a very, very, very fine horse. Great. Let's try it once more. All right? And every time I put up my finger, sing I know. All right? You're a fine horse. You're a very fine horse. You're a very, very fine horse. You're a very, very, very fine horse. Great. See, you can make up operas like that. Just think up a story and sing it. I'd like you to meet John Reardon, that real opera singer. Right here tomorrow. Let's call him and see if he can come here. All right? We can ask him about... about singing. And things like that. We can talk right here tomorrow. Yes, may I speak with Mr. Reardon, please? Hello? It's Fred Rogers calling. Yes. We'd like very much to have a visit with you tomorrow. Yes, in my television house. Would you come so that we could talk with you about singing and operas and things like that? Fine. All right, we'll be waiting for you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Said he'd come. There's somebody knocking at the door. It couldn't be he already. No, he said he'd come tomorrow. Would you look outside to see who it is? Oh, it's Mr. McFeely again.
Here I am again, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely, you have a bunny.
Surprise. This is Thumper the Rabbit.
Well, how do you do, Thumper? May I hold him?
Sure may.
Oh, Thumper, what a nice bunny you are.
Thumper and I were down at the nursery school, now on my way back to the children's zoo with Thumper.
I see. Did you want to take the wigs with you?
Yes, I want the wigs too, Mr. Rogers.
Come on in.
All righty.
Betty Aberlin tried on some of the wigs.
Did she look different?
Yes, she did.
Well, that's good.
Thumper. Fine bunny.
Maybe Thumper could just walk on the lid a little bit, Mr. Rogers.
Then right for him?
He'll be fine. Just wants to explore a little bit.
Takes his front feet and then pulls his back ones up like hopping.
There we go.
Fine bunny.
Well, I think I better take the wigs back to the costume company.
Thank you for bringing him by, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thumper, we could think about you in an opera. Yeah. You're a fine bunny.
A fine bunny.
You're a very fine bunny.
Let me see. First of all,
you do want to take him back,
right,
do you?
I'll put the package in this arm. I'll put Thumper right in that arm.
You hold him all right?
You'll be fine.
You bring the finest things to us, Mr. McFeely. Thank you very much.
Well, I enjoy it. Good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day. Come on.
Good day to you. My, how quick that time went. Whew. I was just thinking about Prince Tuesday. He really was scared when he saw his father change like that. Yeah, he didn't know that under that big wig was King Friday himself. It's time to go, but we have another day to be together again. You know when that is? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Wait till you see this mustache. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is right, snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it such a special day for me. No matter how you're dressed, what you're wearing, what kind of costume you have on or anything. Yeah, I like you just the way you are. You're the kind of person it's easy to like. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.